Well, it's a huge week. The U.S. Open begins on Thursday, and you love a local story when you can find one.
Oh, yeah.
Otto Black is a local pro from Brighton, and he made the U.S. Open as the first alternate out of the Ohio State qualifier. This came down to a playoff. He actually didn't make the putt he needed to make, so he was the alternate, but then he gets the call. And now he gets to play in, like, the biggest tournament in the whole world.
Some guy tripped over his dog or something and then wasn't able to. Well, the
I don't
other thing
think
is
we
John
care
Rahm,
what happened to them.
John Rahm is a no-show, right? He's got a foot infection. Maybe it was the defending champion pulling out that made the vacancy for Otto.
Well, Otto, are you joining us on the phone right now?
Yes, I'm here. How's it going?
There
good.
We go.
Good. You're at Pinehurst, and we are so excited for you. Like I said, we love a local story. So first tell me about your journey to get into the U.S. Open.
Yeah, so I was the first alternate, but the USGA saved 6 spots after the Murfield event last week to fill up the field. So there were 6 spots they still haven't given out yet. And
okay.
I was one of those 6 spots because they had to wait for official World Golf rankings to see how the field finished out.
So did you go ahead and prepare and practice as if you were in? Did you just make, in order to be ready, make that assumption?
Yeah, I've been down here since Sunday, so I've kind of been here all week. They gave me a pretty good idea of where I was and how I was on the list, and I had a pretty good chance to get in.
So I saw some videos yesterday of the conditions at Pinehurst, and someone it was one of the bigger names in golf trying to putt up a hill, and it came back on him 3 times. Talk about the conditions.
Yeah, the greens are definitely getting firmer. As the days go on here, when we first got here Monday, it wasn't too bad. They got a little bit of rain, but yesterday, even this morning, I gotta imagine they're gonna be very, very firm, and the greens are just gonna get smaller.
No, I've often thought that the U.S. Open rough is where this thing is won and lost. I mean, I don't even know how you prepare for that unless you stand in a highway median in ankle deep grass and try to hit a ball. How do you get ready for that?
Yeah, so I don't know if you've seen the course. It's actually a little different this year. It's not a typical U.S. Open. The rough is actually all sand, so it's all like fescue and sand, and it's not like the knee-high rough that we're used to, so it's kind of a little different actually compared to a typical U.S. Open, like if you were at an Oakmont or Oakland Hills, for example.
Okay,
oh,
so does that, it's a little bit like the pine straw at the Masters. Is there a way that you can tune up for that?
Yeah, there's a little bit of pine straw, but yeah, a lot of it's just kind of like waste sand really everywhere. That's kind of the rough. There is no rough. That's just waste sand. It's a little different, like a Whistling Straits, I guess.
Talk to us and to our listeners about your golf journey and how you got into the game and got to this point.
Yeah, I've played my whole life, pretty much as long as I can remember. Played high school golf at Pinckney High School there, and played college golf at Toledo, and turned professional back in 2016, 2017, and I've kind of been grinding and working my way to the PGA Tour ever since.
And the grind is not an easy one. I've talked to a lot of golfers. You have some backing of some local companies that are helping you along the way?
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I've had some support from family and friends to help me go through this journey. You know, obviously it's not cheap to travel the world and play this sport, but I'm very lucky. I have some family and friends that can help me out and support me through all this.
In terms of mental preparation, you know, there's good golfers, there's great golfers, and then there's this very narrow margin between those that have an outstanding game everywhere, except maybe when it comes to playing the best of the best on the PGA Tour. How do you get past kind of that mental block of getting to that next level?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you just kind of have to simple it down. Just it's kind of you and the golf course. You know, at the end of the day, good scores will travel anywhere. You know, you can't get wrapped up in all the outside stuff. I mean, it's easy to do, but at the end of the day, it's just you and the course, and you just gotta shoot your numbers, and hopefully those low numbers are good enough.
But do you have that moment where you kind of have to get out of the way of your own head? I mean, because every golfer will tell you,
that moment
as you're approaching your personal best, you go, "Oh my God, I'm about to, you know, break 80."
Right.
You know, and you kind of have that
tense
throw
up
moment. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that awareness. You know, that's something me and my coach train on, and we just try to be aware when those moments happen, and we just kind of welcome them instead of being afraid of them. So we kind of embrace them.
You actually do some teaching too, don't you? Because this is how I got the idea to give you a ring for our show, is that you help my friend with her swing down in Florida.
Yeah. So I play and practice at a course down in Naples. It's called Pelican Marsh. And there's a couple people I help out, just friends. You know, I try to support the Michigan people if I can.
Well, now Michigan people want to support you. So tell us, when's your tee time and how can we follow?
Yeah, so I'm one of the last tee times on Thursday at 2:26, I believe. And then I'm 8:30 on Friday.
Do you know who you're playing with?
Another, you know, Korn Ferry, PGA Tour Canada players that I know that I've played with for years. Chris Nagel and Joey, forget how to pronounce his last name, but he's from California. But they're guys I've played with my whole career and familiar with.
Yeah.
Talk to me about walking around Pinehurst and seeing the biggest names, like the people that have won multiple majors. Is that still cool for you, or are you sort of locked into what you need to do?
Yeah, I definitely think Monday when I was here with my caddy and we were kind of embracing that stuff. And that's kind of the reason we got here early. Just kind of let's take all that in, enjoy it. And then kind of yesterday we've kind of been more in like, all right, let's start preparing and let's see how we can beat this golf course and play well this week.
So who'd you run into on Monday? Anyone cool?
I played with Xander Monday.
Oh, that's
pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's a guy who's had a hot stick.
Yeah, obviously PGA champion, so that was kind of cool to see him play. And yeah, he's a super nice guy, so we had a good time.
Terrific. Well, Brian Cairns just texted me, the former Michigan senior PGA champion and super coach, and is saying good things about you. And we had the pleasure of meeting you at the Boyne Tournament of Champions, and I know the amateurs that you played with not only were absolutely blown away by your distance and your game, but also just that you're a good guy. So we're happy for you. We want to see good guys finish first.
Thank you. I appreciate the support, and I appreciate everyone reaching out. I know my phone's been blowing up, but I try to get back when I can. I appreciate all the support.
All right, Otto Black, local pro from Brighton, Michigan. We are supporting you. We are looking forward to your tee time on Thursday at 2:20. Good luck in the U.S. Open. All right. So we're switching gears a bit. I mean, I love golf. I'm excited. Let's talk about it all week, Guy. But we do need to talk about important things, and that includes schools and K-12 and what the future of K-12 should be.
Chronic absenteeism.
Right.
And this affects so many districts now.
Especially the Detroit Public Schools Community District. Nikolai Vitti, Dr. Nikolai Vitti, next on JR Morning.